I tried to take a sip of the beer before we started, and I tried to crack the lid and then take a sip, but when I
failed,
apparently I didn't crack it all the way. So when I started sipping, nothing was coming out. And I looked down in the tabs, and I tried to show Paul, but he's not looking. So he's just like looking straight ahead, like. And I'm like, oh, this is funny, but everybody else saw it, and they're laughing.
I didn't see it.
I didn't either.
Okay. No, I missed it.
Everybody else saw it. Yeah, I'm the asshole.
I woke up feeling kind of dangerous today, and now I know why.
Because you can't open a beer.
Yeah, it's a banana.
We're in danger,
and we're in danger today. So it's the Lousy Weather Media main show, episode 269. My name is Sean Ast.
Paul Wolf.
I wasn't sure what it heard going.
Bob Camparta. Let's try this again. For some reason, everything's fucking clipping balls. I'm trying to be more manly about it real quick. Hold up.
Be more manly.
Yeah, I haven't I haven't run this many mics in a long time, so I had everybody
cranking it. Quit hitting it with your shoulder.
I got it. Sometimes I got to make shit work. So it's the Lousy Weather Media main show, episode 269. I'm Sean Ast.
Oh,
Bob Camparta.
Slim
in the Chris Clem's coffee corner. It's not that anymore. In the Bailey's finger pointing corner.
Everyone point.
Is this a new thing?
We got Josie. Yeah,
you can't drink in the middle of an announcement.
Say hello, Josie. All right. Start over, guys. Lousy Weather Media main show, episode 269. Shout out.
Oh,
shit.
Damn, Slip.
Not fucking changed.
It's been so long.
It was just last week, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When you were in Cleveland without anything.
It was just... I was in Cleveland without
anyone else.
But the week before that, you mean?
It was just 2 weeks
last
ago.
Last week, you were in Cleveland.
Yeah, I was in Cleveland with none of you guys yet. Yeah. And in the memorabilia corner.
Mr. Jorge De La Rosa.
De La Rosa.
Like he's a collectible.
Actor, comedian.
He is. Get that on a plaque.
Chicken. Director, I'm getting you all of your accolades.
Thank you.
You called him a chicken?
He's a sacrilegious chicken.
Oh, yeah.
What's that, Jorge on a shelf?
Yeah.
Shelf of the elf. But, yeah, so I got a new frame for my Bailey pitcher. You guys know this. You guys have seen my Bailey pitcher over the years.
How long was it out of frame?
A couple days, maybe. I don't know. Like, the cats kept knocking it over. They knocked it over so many times that the frame kept being destroyed. Like, the cats didn't... Like, they didn't give a fuck about Bailey.
No. Why would they?
It's funny because... Okay, so I have Chris Clem.
Well, I mean, technically, the main... The OG cat named Paige.
No, they all knocked
it. Paige isn't a fan of Bailey.
I guess so. Yeah, Paige is trying to take out Bailey. But anyway, so I have Chris Clem in a frame on one side of the room. Mm-hmm. Got Bailey in a frame on the other side of the room. Mm-hmm. I can put them right next to each other, and the cats will only knock over Bailey.
Weird.
They don't attack Chris Clem.
Because they've heard Chris Clem's voice. He commands respect. Yeah.
So that used to be the Chris Clem corner, where I had a picture of Chris Clem prominently displayed.
Is he sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts now?
Yeah. You didn't know?
Is that real?
No. Making moves.
Friends don't let friends drink Starbucks.
You missed a lot in 2 weeks.
Yeah, wow. You missed a lot of stuff.
Yeah, sponsors us now. Yeah. For our coffee.
So you guys are kind of sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts? I mean, us, we are. My bad.
Chris Clem pays us every month to have a Chris Clem coffee corner.
That's very advertising.
But now it's the Bailey pointing a finger
now
corner.
Now it's the Bailey finger point corner.
So I think Chris Clem didn't come through with the payment.
That's who she's pointing a finger at.
Now Chris Clem's in the memorabilia room.
Back in the next dusty to the, collections corner, Chris.
Someone just blew on Jorge.
So the cats just won't stop attacking the Bailey frame. Finally, the thing got destroyed.
Yeah.
Might have been part of me being blackout knocking it over. But
I'm one of the cats.
I mean, the cats have...
I won't knock over Chris Clem either, but...
He blacked out, puts it next to each other, and still keeps it in Bailey's. Like, I don't know what it is.
These damn cats.
They got to me.
So
cat scratch fever.
I
what's that one disease Mitch said?
I don't remember.
When you hang around cats too much, their pee gets like...
Oh, yeah. He like did talk about this. It is a thing.
Yeah, that,
that
was in Trainspotting. The dude goes crazy and then dies.
Yeah, I remember.
Being around like poop and cat piss.
Like, it's like living in a Jankum bubble.
So this it is kind of like a Jankum bubble.
This is a funny story. Want to know how I got kittens? So Salem went into heat, so I moved litter box in my bedroom, put it in there, and it went about a day before Amber was like, "The pee is making me sick. Move it out. Get the cat out of here."
I like it.
So that I was like, I'm scooping
the shit in it.
I'm like,
get
I'm
your glade plugging out of here. We're putting the litter box right here.
Scooping it.
Knocks page over. Shits in the.
I'm like, it's a
mine.
It's a couple days, but nah, you moved it out.
Yeah.
A couple months later, got popped some kittens. Some,
yep.
Who so I love,
litter box.
Luis Lopez, my boy.
My guy.
That's what I said to him. I said, my boy.
It sounds like you should announce his comedy special on Netflix soon.
Luis Lopez.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I know you guys will like this. I used to work with a guy and his last name was Lopez. And when I got Luis and I named him Luis Lopez, the next day at work, I was like working with that dude. And he said something about his family. And I was like, oh, man, I know some of your family. He's like, what are you talking about? I was like, I got a cat, and its name is Luis Lopez. And as soon as I said Lopez, he was like, oh, my dude. But it was just funny that, like...
It wasn't weird enough that you named your cat after him?
I didn't name it after him. It just happens to be a member of the same family.
Okay.
The Lopez genes.
Did you then ask him where all the white boys at?
No. Jorge, do you know any Lopezes other than Luis?
No.
Sean said, "Donde eres el hermano?"
No, I'm not even that far. I say, "Cómo estás, Luis?"
That's how are you doing? Or is that your name?
What is your name?
Okay, right on.
That's cómo te llamas.
Cómo te llamas, Luis?
Is it "Donde estás"? How are you doing?
Yeah, how are you?
I was right.
I do know a thing, Jorge. Do you know some Spanish, right?
Yeah, I know
Sean's
all the Spanish.
You're like, I know a thing.
I do know a thing.
Jorge.
And then ask Jorge if he knows a thing.
Yeah Jorge.
Yo, I know a thing. Hey, Jorge, do you know a thing? What about
El Cucoy?
I feel like the last time we were here, we were talking like Japanese Spanish or something.
Yeah, that's slim. I'm speaking actual Spanish. Do you know of the El Cucoy?
No, what's that?
The boogeyman.
I didn't know that.
Like, that's what they scare children.
Like Chupacabra or something.
They tell them El Cucoy will get them in the middle of the night. Yeah. El Cucoy.
Your dad never told you stories about El Cucoy.
No, yeah.
What did he tell you to scare you in the middle of the night?
He would sing La Cucaracha.
You know that one, right? Scary.
Hey, when there are cockroaches.
I was about to say, do you hate cockroaches?
It was funny.
There's a thing called a baby face cockroach. You ever heard
of that?
Is that
the one that crawls down their throat?
No, those ones are poisonous.
Oh, baby face. Why are they called baby face?
Because it looks like there's a little baby face on their back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You see, like the rapper? Like the rapper? What?
Is there like a rapper called Babyface Killah?
Lil Baby.
Lil Baby. Oh, wah, 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 bitch, I'm the baby.
I didn't know that, sorry.
So anyway, I felt dangerous. Where the fuck was I? I was in the middle of something.
You were talking about how...
You couldn't open your beer.
Scare their kids.
El Cucoy.
El Cucoy.
That's where we were.
Nah, I meant, in life. My car is messed up, guys.
Where was I in life?
Transitions.
To transmissions.
Where was I in life?
Oh, I was talking about the Bailey picture. So I got a frame today and framed it and hung it up.
Forget about the car.
So I was hoping, I'll get there. That's my next story. But yeah. What I was talking
about.
Emergency
backup?
Yeah, he's starting a segue.
Yeah. Bailey, I got her a new frame. The picture's got a tear in it now.
Yeah, it looks good from here.
Is that from your claws or the cat?
I love how we spent 10 minutes on this and no one can see it.
Nothing has changed.
In the 2 weeks.
Yeah, in the 2 weeks span.
Wait, what?
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it is really confusing.
Something's different about this room. I don't know if it's the new furniture or
it's all the new cats.
Well, technically it's old furniture. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just took out other furniture.
Yeah, okay. I just got rid of something.
Okay.
We say fuck
again,
that.
No one can see.
All right, moving on. Yeah.
So your car, Sean.
Bailey's hanging on the wall now, so hopefully the cats don't knock it down from the wall. But one of the cats have already been swatting at it.
Oh, no.
They don't really? Fuck with her.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They moved the box right from
or hang it higher.
Yeah, I did hang it pretty low. It's low-hanging fruit for the cats.
It really is. You're like, no, guys, don't mess with this. You turn around. Damn it.
They don't fuck with any other picture that's in a frame in this room. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. 6 of them. There's 6 other frames. I've bought 6 frames. 7, if you include Bailey.
2, yeah.
I bought Bailey twice. I've bought that many frames.
Yeah, but you said that they don't knock over any.
They'll knock over any other frame. Nope.
Yeah, so hang
on. Not another frame.
She spray it with like perfume.
It was never
or
hung up before. It was just sitting on the table.
Or maybe catnip. Did you put catnip on it?
Just rub the picture.
I don't know
catnip.
Why they love it so much.
Yeah. So my car is messed up.
Uh oh.
I don't have any heat.
Oh, that's not good.
What a good time of year for that to happen. Well, then again, I guess you wouldn't know in the summertime.
It was a great thing to happen too. Like I was like driving.
I would hope.
It was pouring down rain, right? And no, my heat was working fine this night. I'm driving, but it's pouring down rain, and I like made a right turn. As I made a right turn, like all this water started pouring out from underneath my glove box into the car. Like my entire floor mat was just a puddle. And I was like, well, it is raining out. It's raining cats and dogs today. Like literal cats and dogs. So
that sucks.
How does that happen?
So yeah.
I feel like a seal's broken. My car doesn't do that.
So yeah, then
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Yeah. The next day, I went to start the car, and it didn't have any heat the next day, and I was like, oh, shit.
So was that not water that came out?
Yeah, it's water from the radiator. So what happens in this car is the heater core takes the water out of the radiator, heats it up, and blows the air into your car, and then cycles it back into the
All the water is now in your
car. Or it takes it out of the engine or whatever, from the radiator to the engine to the heater core, back into the radiator or whatever. But yeah. So, yeah, it broke. So, yeah, the water was in the fucking car.
That sucks.
And I have no heat. So, yeah, I've been driving around with no heat.
So, Bob, can you take me home tonight?
Yeah, you don't want to ride in my car with no heat?
It's a little chilly.
Wet floor, no heat.
Yeah, it's all right. It's
Slim catches pneumonia.
I don't remember why this was funny.
I don't think it was. You're just like, where was I in life? Oh, yeah. I have no heat in my car.
But yeah, I've been driving around like that. It's all right. It's like, it's not terrible. Once the car gets going enough or long enough, you're used to it.
Yeah, you get distracted driving.
And you get a little bit of warmness just coming out of
the glim of the radio. Sean's got his hands up to it. Nice LED.
The hard part is that your windows are all frosted up and shit. You just have to like roll your window all the way down and just like.
Oh my God. Yeah, this doesn't sound bad at all.
It's not bad.
Oh,
yeah, see, I mean, you just roll down all your windows, drive in the freezing cold with no heat. God.
But is your car going to overheat?
It could happen, yeah. The whole thing could catch on fire.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
It'll start smelling
so slim,
like
you'll be safe.
Fish.
Yeah, I'll be cool.
It'll smell stinky.
Yeah.
I'll be in water, so it'll be
real. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The water.
Splash that on yourself while you catch on fire.
The water to keep things cool.
Why didn't Paul drive me home?
At least it took my advice.
God, I hope it rains.
Yeah, I need to get it fixed.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah. Priority.
The thing about
it. So, Patreon.com. Yeah, no.
This is supposed to be my new car. Like, I've never had a car with like less than 170,000 miles on it when I got it or some shit, or 150,000 miles on it when I got it. This is my first time I got a car with like 65,000 miles on it when I got it. And the thing feels like it's going to fall apart every time I go anywhere in it. Like, it's the worst feeling car I've ever been in.
When you bought it?
No, it was a gift. Well, not a gift. I have to pay my damn parents for it, but it was from my parents.
I think there's a reason they got a new car.
Give us money here.
Well, they got the car because some guy died, and it was like left to my grandpa, and then my grandpa died, so it's just like a car that's just been passed through generations. Some old man just had it in his garage, and so anyway. Now it's in my garage.
It's his ghost haunting you.
Exactly. That's
it really feels like it, right?
I was like, car. Man, I want that Cutlass Supreme back. I mean, the doors, I wouldn't be able to get into the car because the doors would be frozen.
But it has heat.
It had heat. I'd have to pour hot-ass water on the doors to get in.
Well, life's Jesus. A give or take. Now you got water in the car.
Yeah.
Now
I got water
and
in
no
it.
Heat.
It's cold enough, that water will just be ice.
Yeah, Slim gets in, slips, breaks his neck.
Then catch on fire.
Yeah, then catches on fire. I'm like, splash, splash. Oh, God, he's dead.
Good news is, I get my license back tomorrow.
Oh.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Damn, that just came out of nowhere.
Right. Hey, bad congrats. News is...
You don't have a car.
Your car don't work.
I'm about to stealth bomb you guys. I got to put my dog down tomorrow.
Oh, wow. My God.
God damn, yeah.
Yeah. Life is a give and a take.
What's with you Pearl Harbor and people?
I don't know, man.
Right, Paul?
I've heard about this Pearl Harbor.
I got Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
That dude, sounds sexual.
No. Wait.
Surprise
like an Urban Dictionary.
Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, someone runs
Pearl Harbor is like another word for blindsiding.
Oh, okay.
Like probably not a politically correct word for blindsiding.
I would imagine.
But, I mean, so it was funny because a couple weeks ago on the podcast, when you were there,
yes.
We...
I remember vividly.
Slim got Pearl Harbored.
Mm-hmm. I've heard this story. I mean, because I was on the show also. Bob and I talked about it later on.
But it was funny because like 2 days later on Twitter, me not knowing that you knew the story... I saw Slim tweet something, and then you were like, yeah, that's a real Pearl Harbor.
No,
there.
No, he tweeted something about, like, the new Spyro update's, like, 8 gigs. And I was like, I heard Pearl Harbor came early this year.
Yeah.
It's like, it was, like, almost December.
I was dying inside, because that's something that's, like, literally only funny to, like, me, Paul, and Bob.
And Bob didn't even see it. Bob just told me what to write.
Yeah.
But that's how funny it is.
I don't know if I think it's funny.
Well, dead kids are never funny, but you know.
Well, I think like maybe if you used it in a situation that was like of enough depth, like
Pearl Harbor,
like, a crazy situation. But I didn't
I just
think
say
that
stealth
your
bombing.
Situation was very
he says
good.
Stealth. He said, and see, Bob was under the assumption that Slim said Pearl Harbor, but it was me that had said Pearl Harbor. Slim said stealth
bombing.
Well,
wait, what would be a situation that would be okay to be like, dude, I got Pearl Harbor?
If
and then you went into the store. Yeah, that's what I'm saying,
Pearl
right?
Harbor.
Like, yeah, we get bombed again, right? Like, dude, we just got Pearl Harbor. I was like, I know what you mean.
I was going to
coast.
I was going to say when, like,
happened to me the other day at Circle K.
When the bad guy wrestlers attack the good guys from behind.
The people that are announcing
just
the wrestling just got Pearl Harbor.
That definitely has depth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This fake sport.
Nice.
It's not that's fake. Fine.
I know, my bad. It's entertainment.
That's funny.
Yeah. Or lucha, I should say.
Oh, man, yeah. My mom works at a liquor store, and she sent me a picture of a luchador mask and a cape, and she's like, what is this? And I had to explain, give her the whole...
Like what luchadors
exactly.
are?
But thank you, Sean, because I knew what that was because of you.
Yeah, that's true. Lucha means wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
What does door mean? Door?
What's up?
A wrestler, I think.
Yeah, like it's
oh,
like
okay, like a matador.
Yeah, right, Jorge.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
That's what we brought Jorge for.
Our Spanish informant of the week.
I mean, with a name like Jorge,
sounds like Japanese to me.
No wonder I knew. Jeez, duh.
Oh man. So what's been going on with you, Paul, in the past 2 weeks? Anything important?
I got a dog. Josie and I got a new dog.
Yeah,
a Wiener Schnitzel.
You said its name is like Nard Dog or something.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
Nard Dog. Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
That is definitely his name, Nard Dog.
Bring back the office.
I heard they were supposed to make a movie soon.
What
an office movie?
Yeah.
No,
really?
Have you heard about this?
Time
about this?
I'm about
no,
to break
I didn't
up
hear
with
about this.
Paul. Why? Okay, you didn't
goddamn.
Tell me.
I know
this?
He just jogged my memory by saying it, and I was like, oh shit! I was like, I feel like Steve Carell was on SNL, and they were like, and everyone like was like, bring back the office, and then like,
yeah, they did a skit. Yeah.
Oh, so that's not real?
No,
that was on.
Did you see what I was for Halloween?
It was a skit.
Oh,
it's not real.
Let me blow your
mind. So they're not making a movie?
I guess not.
Well, why did you tell me that fake news?
Oh, you Dwight Schrute?
Dude, I grew my hair out for months for this.
Are you Jim being Dwight? Because that's who you look like.
He said
kinda. It was more like, it was more
like
Jim being
Dwight.
Yeah,
you look like Jim being Dwight.
Because the costume actually only cost me $13 to make. Black
bears.
It was great. Anyway.
Yeah, new dog moved into Josie's.
Yeah, Nard Dog.
Nard Dog, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, life's been playing a lot of video games. Mm-hmm. Still doing I Can't Read, world's favorite movie podcast.
Oh yeah, have you gotten into the Twitch streaming yet? You have a powerful computer and you play games a lot.
He's not good enough.
I am not. Yeah, she. Well, I was playing Battle.
I'm a bad video game player.
Yeah, I was playing Battlefront 2, and she and I.
I'm playing NBA 2K19, and I just gave the game back because I was like, I'm not good at this.
Can I have my money back, sir?
I'm scoring 1 point a game. Like,
wait, are you playing against people?
What's up? Like no, I was just playing
against the CPU.
I was just playing career mode on easy.
Wow.
Wait, you still play Battlefront 2?
That's how bad I am at video games.
So rewind. So yeah, back in October when she got me the PlayStation 4, I was playing Battlefront 2, and she's like, "Oh, this looks really good." She's like, "Man, you're bad at this," and I was like, "Whoa,
it's hard." Dude.
She watched. It is. Her sister was a monster at the Call of Duties.
I wasn't bad at Call of Duty. I've heard this term "sweaty." Have you heard of this?
No.
That's what people are when they're good at video games. They're called sweaty.
Okay.
The new ones.
I always say, what a gamer.
Wow. You should start a podcast.
What a legend. They're going right next to Bailey.
What a gamer.
What a gamer.
Monty is always Twitch streaming Fortnite. And we found out we can. I'd hate it. And we found out we can cross platform. That's the only game we can do it on, PlayStation to Xbox.
Oh, really?
And so he's always trying to get me to stream with him now. And I'm like, dude, I fucking hate that game so much.
Can you do Floss?
What's that?
Like the dance?
Yeah.
I can do it when I'm really drunk.
Oh, like the...
Yeah, you're doing it. Sitting down, kind of. Yeah. I mean, lazy, but you're doing it.
Man, these little kids, we were going to hockey games a couple years ago. Well, the past couple years.
It was last year, yeah.
These little kids, they floss like they're going to break their fucking backs.
Literally looks like they're just going to snap their torso.
No shit. Like...
and for some reason, the camera's like, fuck yeah, he's flossing. Like,
no, hey, and then, they no, the it's, they'll be just standing there, and the camera goes on them, and they see themselves on the screen, and it's like, break your back.
Floss, yeah. Floss nonstop.
Wild.
God bless you.
Oh.
Jorge.
Yo.
How you been, man?
Jorge!
I'm doing all right.
So you've been working on a movie, Hellvan. We talked about it a little bit last time you were here.
Yeah, yeah. We finally one scene shot.
Yeah, you just shot that, what, last Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday.
You shot the first scene.
Well, she's in the first scene.
Are you referring to Hellvan? The first scene shot.
Yeah.
You talking about the van?
Not the actual first scene of the movie, right. But the first... scene that gets shot.
That is right. That's correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, if you need a hell dog,
the van.
I got one of those.
Drives around and kills people.
Nice. Like,
right. It's simple. And then it's kind of like there's got to be good music, and the music's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
Right. So why not? Why can't it come from the radio?
Oh.
Right. And somebody's got to be playing that music, which would be a DJ.
Uh huh.
And so this, the
is
woman
the DJ
we
Satan.
Well, that's the implication, yes.
Nice, I like it.
Right. And she did a darn good job.
When you texted me about Hellvan, I started trying to come up with a song, like a very like country song that's like about Hellvan, like roaming the streets, like running on fire and brimstone and shit.
Yeah.
Like running with the engines of hell. So I might try to write that for you.
All right, yeah, I would appreciate it.
What, a song?
Yeah, for Hellvan. Dun, 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 no, 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 no. Dun, dun, dun. Like very like
running the engines of hell!
Kind of like that, but like more like country. That's
the
cool.
Van, silver mountain. My bad, country style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because when take you sent me that text, home. That's what I... country road.
Oh, dude, my whole last set at the Gyro was about John Denver.
I belong.
That makes a lot of sense.
I think that's Kenny Rogers.
Oh, it's John Denver. From born in 1943 and...
died in a plane crash. He killed himself.
Put this in the fridge.
Well, I mean, he... yeah, I do have a mini fridge over here. Did you know that? Did you know
that? Room temp.
You know, I had a mini fridge. You want an Arizona? Does anybody want an Arizona?
I feel like those are all boxed.
How did you get all those, by the way?
None of those are mine.
BJ's.
You just bought them for people?
Bought a case.
Wow.
No.
I guess always hankering for fucking bought them for, Arizona
ice teas. No, they were Amber's.
Generous assed.
But nobody else drinks the fucking things.
Dude,
generous assed.
We were, me and Monty were podcasting before this, and he pulled in, and Monty goes, and I look over, I'm like, it's Nast Enorg. Because the new Spyro came out.
Oh,
yeah.
Spyro wasn't my generation, I feel like.
Nat-assed.
Yeah, nasty North.
Dude, the only play thing that. I know it's about so Spyro is you could like skateboard in the one game. It's so dope. Good. But
the remake is beautiful.
Because I just had the demo disc. Like you, this was before your time.
No, I
had
demos. Don't know this shit. I have demo discs for PS1.
Do you remember getting the PS1 demo disc?
Nope. Is Spyro a dragon?
Yep.
Yes. Yes. It's called Spyro the Dragon.
Oh, I got one right.
You're ready for the game. Yeah. Millionaire.
You're a millionaire. You're a millionaire.
Name a dragon.
So I had a subscription to official PlayStation magazine. Or OPM, as I like to call it. And
God damn it. Why you needed to shorten that, I'm not sure.
And they would send a demo disc with every magazine. And man, dude, I just had a stack. Like, it felt like you had that many games. Like, when a friend came over, it's like, what do you want to play? UFC, like, blah, 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 blah.
What do you want to play 10 minutes?
What do you want to play?
I'll play demo discs number 4. Dude,
I actually do remember what you're talking about.
It's like
now.
You would just have stacks of them. Then they started doing the PS2 ones, too, which were dope, but you'd only get, like, 2 games on it instead of...
Yeah, I had one that was, like, grim medieval, some old... You play, like, skeleton, just fights people. I had Matt Hoffman's BMX.
Matt Hoffman's BMX demo was
the first Spider-Man where you just web people to death.
The UFC one was cool, too. You could only pick Tito Ortiz or fucking Frank Shamrock. And so those were the only
combo.
Two. But, like, it was a game where you could just, like... mash 3 buttons and you would just tap somebody out immediately. Right. Like, and then you'd have to go through the whole fucking loading screen, start, select, boom, and play. Like, dude, we'd spend hours
loading.
That's funny.
I forgot. reminds me of the good old days of the fucking demo desk,
the loading screens.
Jorge, this is what I was gonna talk about. I got a weird message from you the one day. It was weird. It was a weird message.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you messaged...
Were you hacked?
He messaged me like, what is your physical address?
And I got that same text.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this is my thought. I immediately set my address and I went, whoa, that was dumb.
Same here.
And then I was like, man, if I had murdered Jorge and then I just decided, hey, I feel like killing another person...
what's your address?
Yeah, what's your physical address? I would just message somebody in his phone, one of his friends. Hey, what's your address?
I thought you were going to say if Jorge was a Nigerian prince, he'd be fucked or something like that.
I'll tell you more about those in a second. But yeah, I was like, man.
How do you have a story about that?
And close. Not Nigeria, but Ukraine. But anyway, yeah, I was like, man, I felt like, I was almost like, man, I should like, try to get his phone number and call him and make sure that was actually him asking for my physical location.
Did you call him?
No, I didn't. I just was like, if I get killed, whatever.
See, I asked if he was, I asked if he was getting married. That's what I assumed. Yeah. I was going to get a save the date from Jorge.
He was going to send you a save the date.
No, then he said he was stalking me and then blocked me.
Okay, so... is it you gonna send a care package?
First of all, I'd like to say that.
Because, I mean, I've given you my address already. That was another thing I thought. I was like, hold up, Jorge's already mailed me stuff. That's how I got Manaway and a bunch of those early stickers and a couple DVDs I got over here.
And him being here right now.
I'm like, coming here is different than.
For me to find his physical address, I'd have to scroll through messages and messages, right? Which is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, because he's been here enough times that he just knows where to go.
You guys talk a lot.
Yeah, we're friends.
Anyway. So why did you word it like that?
What's that?
Why'd you word it like that?
Because he needed his physical address. Yeah, what other address would he need?
Well, I don't know if
give me your alias's address.
Some people use multiple.
No, there's no reason why I used the word physical in there.
Can I have your P.O. box, please?
Right.
I don't know.
But,
I added the word physical to spice up the story.
You guys weren't the only ones that gave it to me without question.
No, yeah.
It was almost everyone I asked for it first sent the address and then thought, oh shit, wait a second.
So everybody thought the same things, but me and you were the only ones that were just like...
No. Everybody was like, address first.
And then, what's this for?
So. But did they all messaged you, though? Like, hold up, what's this for?
Yeah, you messaged me, too.
I don't think I did no. I?
Some girls in high school did that. She made a group of like 70 people and was like, hey guys, everyone send me your address real quick so I can send you a wedding invitation. And she lives in Florida. And I'm like,
man, we do.
First of all, and you could see everyone leaving.
Not into destination weddings.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, you just sent me a big thumbs up, and I didn't reply.
On with the day.
Well, yeah, you just... no, you, so you were the only one that just said no questions asked.
But yeah, I was like, man, Jorge might...
No, I got a bunch of postcards, and I'm mailing them to friends, saying, hey, this is
where I was like a month ago. Yeah, I saw like a bunch of your photos. My mom was like liking them and commenting them. She's like, man, did you see
you should this go around the country with your mom, dude.
Photos.
It'd be a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a trip. This country's awesome. I'll say that again.
Wait, did
and
you
again.
Go around the country with your mom?
No.
Okay.
I would have if she had the time, you know.
Like, yeah, but my mom was liking all the photos and she was like, this was nice. I saw her comment. She was like, this was nice. To get to, like, see the... I don't even know. I think my mom accidentally clicked add a friend on Jorge one day and then ended up being his friend and was like, well, I can't delete him now because that would look weird. And I was
too invested in this relationship.
Yeah, I was just like, just be Jorge's friend, mom. It's okay. So, yeah, but I saw her comment, like, wow, you took me to places I never thought I'd get to see. You know what I mean?
Mom, have you ever heard of Google Maps? I do it all the time.
Yeah, I do it all the time in Ukraine. So, speaking of Ukraine...
Wow.
I got an email... last night, we need to get in this millionaire game, but I got an email last night, or two nights ago, actually, but it was like...
What is your physical address?
Close. It was like, I actually...
Sean, I am your friend. What is your address?
I saved the email. Hold up. Let me just pop it up so I can just
We talk
it.
All the time. Don't question this. as Sean drinks Orloff.
Very close.
That's what he got from the physical address.
It's because he used his credit card to pay for it. That's how they got him.
It said, hello, I and my friends really like your radio. We listen with great pleasure. Thank you for your good and quality programs. Keep up the great work. I want to receive a gift from you, souvenirs on memory. Good luck and prosperity, your fan. And then it said his name was Mikolai... Something or other.
Can I read it?
Wow.
Because Bondi always
that
makes me read
sound
the
like
names.
A scam.
No, that sounds awesome. Nice.
I know.
Yeah, but then we Google that name, and it's been sent to like hundreds of people who have podcast emails.
See what happens.
And
so he's just trying to flip your merchandise.
Or they're just
good
trying.
Luck.
You can't.
Here's a lousy.
So
media.
When I read that, hold up. So I read that email.
One of a kind. This is going on my memorabilia shelf, comrade.
Yeah.
I was like, this is actually really cool. I'm like thinking that and shit.
I'm the shit.
So I start like looking up how do you mail things to the Ukraine?
Wow.
You can't mail shit to the Ukraine. Like you can't mail art to the Ukraine.
Why
that's,
not?
It fucking,
that's probably
it's,
the only thing you can
mail. It's the
mail.
Number one thing you can't mail is art. You can mail food and clothes if they're brand new. That's it. And even the food might get confiscated.
So you couldn't mail your used lousy
you
weather media shirt?
What are they
can't
to do,
mail antiques,
up?
Furniture, art, like any... It literally says anything of cultural value, which means works of art. So like a sticker...
Why is that the case?
Probably because fucking their government don't want their people thinking freely. You know what I mean? But it's the same way from there to here. Like you can't send that shit to the U.S. from there. Like I looked, it's on USPS's website. It's like, yeah, no, you can't do that.
Huh. That's some bullshit.
You can't mail to Ukraine. So I was going to email the kid back. Hi, thank you for being a fan. Sorry, I can't mail you anything. You know what I mean? Maybe we can try. Maybe I can do priority mail or something. But then I was like Googling the address they gave me, and there's like no address of that. So I'm searching the like village he sent. I'm doing the street view and shit. Yeah, I'm like mad into this. I'm like, this is really cool.
Oh, there's Mikolai.
Then I finally like Googled the name, and then it was like.
What was the name?
Fucking goddamn it.
Let me read it.
I'm looking it up on my email
now.
I
don't see what the point of it would be.
Our number one fan.
You can't send anything.
We do have Russian listeners, though.
Oh, maybe it's one of those things where they're like, if you can't send anything, send us money. We accept that.
Oh, yeah. It's like, turns out I can't send you any artwork. They're like, dang, do you got any money?
Uh-huh.
Can you sign a bill?
Yeah, like the bums you walk by when they first ask for
some money. Anything with
a
physical address or anything, yeah.
You saved his number?
No, I just clicked on it in my Gmail.
Miroslav Kaban.
Oh, wow, you were way off.
You said Mikolai.
Yeah.
That was the road. I read the wrong thing.
Oh, okay.
The road was Mikolai Rudeneva or something. Oh. And there's like 100 roads that start with Mikolai in that fucking area, but none of them are Rudeneva after it.
That's wild.
Anyway, so but if you Google that name, it pops up with like a bunch of like tweets from podcasters that are like, man, if we didn't have bots, we wouldn't have any listeners and shit like that. Like,
to an email. They're like spamming podcasters.
Podcasters. So weird. Like, because I feel like it's an easy way to get somebody to try and send you some. Yeah. And then you get their physical, ego up and then and their physical address in the top left corner.
I'm on Facebook, man.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's an actual face picture. When I looked, there was no face.
Miroslav.
Yeah, he looks like he's Ukrainian.
What does that mean?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Is that...
I will end you, brother.
Send me merchandise.
Ukraine. Ukraine's
send me
up.
Sticker.
So...
Yeah, he wants some merch, dude.
So today,
add a bio.
Throw him an ad.
We have to settle some bets. We have to settle the like score of the chair.
Oh, yeah, the chair.
We have to settle other scores.
Four scores
and 7 years ago or some shit like that.
Do you know what a score is?
20 years.
Year, something right? That we have to settle.
Man, I know.
I did not know.
Oh, that's
another
thing.
Paul's going to win.
I think I was talking about this before the podcast.
I read all the cards before we got here.
All right, so last week.
You own the game, no!
Let me shout this out real quick, and we'll take a break and then do Millionaire.
Okay.
Last week, I did a live episode at Cleveland Comedy Fest. It's me and Dwayne Duke hosting. Kyle Honhorst joins us for a minute. This guy, 45-year-old dude, Nathan Hurd sat in with us. He's like been on American Horror Story.
You're
and
big league and people
shit.
Older than you now.
this kid.
He's this other dude named Buck Newman was on with us, and he's from Phoenix. And I surprised him with all my knowledge of Arizona.
From Google Maps.
Well, I was just like, how's life without time zones? And he was like, how do you know we don't have time zones there? I'm like,
or so how do you retain
like,
it? That's what
Arizona
I don't
wait,
facts,
what?
Man. Arizona isn't in a, they don't, or not time zone, but they don't, they're not in a, they don't have daylight savings.
Time. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Sorry. That's what
is
I was
that the only state?
Say. The only state in the U.S. Yeah,
wow.
That doesn't do,
I did not
they,
know that.
They don't do it.
Shit, I'm going to lose this game so hard.
That's what I meant to say.
Sean will.
Well, I might lose it, too. I'm drinking this Orloff and speaking incorrectly. But
let's take a break so Sean can pour another drink.
I can't find nothing on Google about this Miroslav guy. I think he's an actual fan. Hi, Miroslav.
Hey, I'd love to send you a sticker, but apparently I can't.
Yeah,
I'll send you money soon. Don't worry.
But
I send you love.
What the fuck was I even talking about now?
Arizona.
Yeah.
You're Arizona, the
episode, yeah. So if you didn't listen to it because it was just a weird live episode, go back and check it out. Even though I'm alone and I fucking hit... So I hit my pen like 15 times outside, just like... Like wild, right?
Pre warm up,
yeah. And then I
just channeling Phoenix.
Then I went inside and
did the Wim Hof method with this vape pen.
There was nobody there, so I didn't think we were doing anything yet. I thought we were waiting for people. There's nobody there, and they're like, "You ready to go?" It's like, sure. Even though I just blasted my brains out outside. So
I guess so.
I'm like, "Hey, what's up, Dwayne? How you doing?" I'm just like, "Hey man, you gonna make fun of my shoes?" Like I had duct tape or SpongeBob duct tape wrapped around them. Yeah,
on your shoes?
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's a really good part though when Dwayne says something like about like the 15th Amendment or something. He's like, he's just like making a reference, even though he doesn't know what it is. And somebody's like, "I really wish I knew what it was." And I was like, 15th Amendment gave black men the right to vote. And they're like, "What?" And then I start going, well, the 14th Amendment made discrimination illegal, and the 13th Amendment abolished slavery.
You're like fucking
and,
Rain
and,
Man.
And yeah, I just started like rattling all this off, and then I'm like, God, I hope that I'm right on all this. And I was right. I looked it up.
Paul,
yeah,
did you bring any other games with you?
No, just Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, good, good, good.
But dude, this doesn't mean I'm gonna be good at a board game. version of trivia. Oh,
history questions.
It's trivia, literally trivia. Like,
that's what I mean.
Useless
yeah.
trivia, which
I'm
like
things you watch on YouTube and download into your memory.
Doesn't mean I'm gonna be good at it.
I'm gonna
though.
Lose.
But yeah, but Jorge, and then we start talking about amendments, and I'm just like. And they're like, well, you know, what did they... I said, you know, and then they gave women the right to vote at, like, 19 or 17.
Boo.
They're like, well, what did they do in there? And I'm like, I don't know, make liquor illegal. And they gave, like, 2 senators. Or they made states only have 2 senators instead of 4 or some shit. Like, it's just funny. I'm rattling all this shit off, and it's just... I thought it was a funny moment.
So listen to last week's episode.
There's another good part, though, where I'm bitching about how my feet hurt, and Nathan Hurd's reaction to it is pretty good. He's just like, he just starts rolling on me. You got to listen to it.
I'm about to say, don't spoil it.
Yeah,
dude.
I want to spoil it because it's very funny, but I'm not going to spoil it. All right, Paul, I mean, you've been here every week.
Yeah, I know how breaks work.
I don't know if I do. I'm trying to get this on open. All right, yeah, let's take a break. And then we're going to play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Who wants to be a millionaire?
What about a thousandaire?
Who wants to be a lousy weather air? You can take your headphones off. Like, you're waiting. I'm just mumbling.
Cooper, I said I'd never cheat on my money. It's funny how hoes don't believe me. Watch Mad Hatter and Cat Hatter, but gave her to me because I'm greedy.
It's a crunch. I'm like,
all my money, that make my money look sleazy.
Yeah.
Money comes easy. My fat stack be the reason nappy head hoes want to trap me. They be like, don't he look exactly like my son?
I don't use it.
What you do to her car?
I only use it. I don't use it normally if I'm backing up.
Yeah, you use it.
Mine gets all foggy and dirty.
Yeah, I only use it.
Your camera?
Yeah.
So they're talking about reverse cameras in cars.
I don't look at it ever.
Because all you guys have these nice cars. I'm excited about a car with 65,000 miles that has no heat. All you guys have reverse cameras.
I got 220,000 miles, but trusty dusty mirrors. And those little tiny mirrors.
You
that
said
like,
trusty dusty?
Trusty dusty mirrors.
The fuck does that mean?
You never heard trusty dusty?
Like,
did you just get a haircut, Bobby? Trusty.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, where you been, Jorge? You were just here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
No. These guys were here.
Oh, yeah, that's one right. Of those, like,
Jorge was here like a month
absolute
ago.
Absolute zero haircuts.
Jorge was here for the 5-year anniversary.
Jorge's yeah, been traveling. Yeah. He's got a good tan going on.
Yeah, I've been living large.
You
yeah.
do look tan.
And hanging out with here with us sent you fucking cross country. I gotta get. I gotta
oh, Jorge's
I,
going
you know
to my event
tonight.
At the gyro.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere else on earth.
Yeah, Jorge, you're gonna come to our show at the gyro. I'm rapping
December 8th.
He just that's posted a, that he
a,
did.
That's a week from Saturday. That's coming up soon.
Crazy.
We're gonna fucking yeah. You gonna be there? I'm gonna be rapping.
Yeah.
It's a Saturday, huh?
Saturday night at the Euro Gyro.
Yeah, it's just a mile down from where I live.
I will be there spending all my money and potentially leaving my debit card there. Who knows?
Happens every time.
I'll be there for some
I never remember
dogs.
Getting my card back every time I go there.
I'm only going for the babes.
I'm going to be performing hits from my
hopefully
hit,
I can bring
hit
the
album Verse Smokestack available now on Spotify and Apple Music. Napster.
I'm going to be performing everything from my album Monologuing Nonsense. Yes.
That's their album?
Yep. That is dropping hopefully December 7th.
December 7th?
If everything goes okay, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going for my last studio session on Thursday. We're going to tighten that up a little bit.
I mean, if you... We can... Like I told you, I put out that one song, and it was available that night on Apple Music.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was like available on Spotify a couple days. You want to upload like a month early.
So all the platforms get
so
covered.
That it, yeah, so that it's safe.
Who knows if I'll get sample clearance, but because I haven't really, you know, the producer I went through, he's from Australia. He's very sample heavy, but
your samples
man,
should be
all so right. good. It's old. It's old school. You
your
can
samples
tell.
Should be all right, bro, because I literally had the same instrumentals as somebody else on.
You're well, fine like, until you make $1 million, and then you're fucked.
Yeah, just like Mac Miller, Lord Byron sued him for that one song.
He dead as hell?
Now, dead. But I'm talking about years ago.
Oh, okay.
R.I.P.
Isn't he dead as hell? So, we're going to play Who Wants to Be a
Millionaire. Thank you, Paul.
But before we play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I have a special message to kick off the game.
Oh.
Ooh.
All right, let's vamp, everybody.
Because I'm loading it up.
Yeah. Everyone do good.
All right, I'm not sure what these are, but they are from a former Who Wants to Be a Millionaire contestant.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean...
Probably the guy that won the first time.
I'm not sure what these got to say, but they heard that we were going to play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
There's been a lot of shows of that.
Are we live
I wonder
right
who
now?
Could it be?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, we're live, yeah.
Everybody knows this. Yeah. They know what we're doing.
Sure.
They know my plans. Jorge told them.
Your plan?
No, what?
And my address.
I didn't tell anybody nothing.
All right. Oh, God. My phone just turned off.
Oh, my God. Get these messages, man. Yeah. You hold got up. This, I believe.
Should be working.
You yeah. have messages.
Hold on.
Yeah, he's got AOL. You've got mail.
Hold up. Oh, I'm on Bluetooth. Oh. Is that thing on Bluetooth?
It's not on.
No, hold up.
Your giant speaker.
All right, hold up.
Plug it up.
Damn it. My.
How could you not work the auxiliary cord?
My shit's fucked up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hold up. I got a good idea.
Just play it through the mic.
Because that's going to sound great.
Yeah.
All right.
I have Messenger on here. It's literally right in front of my face. I can just open it on here.
Oh, good.
And this is from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Champion.
One of them, yeah.
Well, not the oh, one, yeah, I know.
The one? There was yeah. only one?
No, there's people that won $1 million a lot.
Hi, everybody.
There's only one right. in my heart.
That sounds familiar.
Turn it up.
All right, can you hear it out here? Yeah, go ahead and mess with that. Go ahead. All right, hold on.
Hello, lousy weather media listeners. It's me, comedian, media personality, and University of Akron graduate Chris Clem. Recently sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts, and here to congratulate Paul Wolf and Josie on returning to the main show.
Wait, what?
Paul has one of the greatest tattoo sleeves I've ever seen in my life, and he's a nice guy. And Josie is a wonderful animal owner and also an owner of the same Akron accent that Larry Nance Jr., power forward on the Cleveland Cavaliers, also has. I'd just like to say one thing. Make sure you guys take your prayers, say your vitamins, stay in school, whatever. Mix them up. Do it all. Don't do it right, but just don't be racist like Hulk Hogan. As you guys know, I won $100,000 on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and I'm pretty much a genius in every sense of the word. So I'm going to give you this bit of advice. Paul, I hope you took your vitamins. Josie, I hope you took your...
Hold up.
I hope you took your vitamins.
There you go.
I hope, hey, whether it's a multivitamin, maybe like a zinc magnesium supplement, some B12 complex, maybe some vitamin D, something
some
to help
a
with
to
the
zinc.
Skin. Heck, you guys are about to answer some questions. I hope you took a nootropic. So I'm going to get those brain cells firing because that's what you're going to need to answer some questions. I didn't need shit. I was that damn smart. But you... Take your vitamins, all of you. Have a nice day. Keep drinking coffee, and I'll see you when I see you.
That's awesome. So I like that he pointed out just my tattoo sleeve, and then she gets like, "Oh, she's a dog owner and fucking like
a great, like a good person. Real good person."
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a tattoo sleeve with cartoon characters.
He'll never get hired anywhere, but
yeah. Well, what was that dude's name? Japanese Spanish. What was his name?
Jerry Joffe.
Yeah, okay. So I was at a show at the Stone Tavern. And he pointed me out and he's like, "Yeah, you probably are a manager at Hot Topic." I'm like, "That's like the. Oh, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
You got a little
bit that reminded me of. Yeah.
Paul
and that was
even
nice
gets discriminated
of.
Discriminated against at Hot Topic.
Yeah. They wouldn't serve me. So I go there.
They
wouldn't
wrestling.
Serve you at Hot Topic?
Right. Yeah. I was just like, "Excuse me. Can I have some food?" No. They're like, "Wrong store, asshole.
Can I have some gauges?" No.
You know, that's exactly what it was. Ripley chewed my gauges. Up, so I was like, "Oh shit, Thanksgiving tomorrow. I don't want to have fucking floppy cat
and
asshole
you lost
ears."
One here.
Yeah, and I lost one here that I found in my pocket. Anyways,
nice.
apparently found it that night. But so I go there and she's like, "Oh yeah, no one like came up to me for the first 5 minutes." And I was like, "Excuse me." And she was like, "Oh yeah, what's up?" And I was like, "Can I see this case?" And she's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Do you have any inch gauges? Because I don't see any." And she's like, Yeah, well, I haven't organized those, so I mean, just feel free to go through the whole set. So I'm sitting there, just like looking. I'm already in a Hot Topic at 31. Like, yeah. Life isn't that good.
Were you dressed like you are now, like the fucking Unabomber? Like
I'm dressed like the Unabomber. I got sunglasses and a hoodie on.
But you're pretty good. Cool. It's all black. No,
it's a charcoal hoodie.
Oh, okay, charcoal.
No, I had a hat on, like a regular hat.
Do you have sunglasses, John?
What's up?
Am I gonna play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in sunglasses?
Yeah, I mean,
but yeah, it's like poker. You can't know
what he's thinking.
Yeah. Anyway,
he's gonna guess A, B, C, or D. I don't know. I can't see his eyes.
You're 31.
Oh no, that was the whole story. I just had to go through 1,000 gauges to find inches, and then she's like, "All right, it's buy two get two free." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Okay, well, what if you only have 3 pairs of inch gauges? So can I just buy two and get this one free?" She's like, "No,
1,000 gauges to get an inch."
I believe that is going to be.
So, who wants to be a millionaire?
Yeah, a millionaire.
So, Josie, you want to explain the rules to us all real quick?
They're very simple. I'm going to ask everyone a question in the dollar increments, 100, 200.
Individually.
Yeah.
All right, so, it'll be Bobby's turn, then Jorge, and then me, then Paul.
Whoever
then
wants
Slim.
To go first.
Do we get the lifeline, and do we get the...
There's lifelines. You said there's lifelines. There's an ask audience, so we can do poll us here, and then like.
But why would you want to help that person?
What's up?
Oh, that's the
because that question doesn't have anything to do with us.
Yeah, but you don't want them to win.
Yeah, man.
Can I literally call someone?
If we're gonna do that, then yeah, you should be able to call someone or 50.
Can I call someone?
You can call somebody once. You can.
Can 50, I call Sean? Ask.
You can call somebody once. You can 50-50 once, and you can ask Josie once.
What my well?
Wait, how about Josie's
I
phone a friend?
Because I will see the answer.
So then we don't have to call anybody because that's gonna take a while.
Oh yeah, I don't know. He wants
I'll
to call
someone.
People.
Yeah,
don't
I'm sure
people.
You'll call someone.
I got people
but
that
time,
know things.
All right, so we'll do half and half. We'll do half and half, and we'll do Josie.
How dare you?
It's been 2 weeks. All right, here's your 50-50 and your phone
friend. Oh, there's tokens?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Nah. Everyone needs a 50-50 and a phone friend.
I mean, I could just say, like, hey, man,
I'm going to take this time and tell a joke I wrote.
Go ahead.
Oh, please.
I wrote
Is it John Denver?
I wrote it yesterday. No, it's not about John Denver. It's... kind of about Cleveland. I was working up in Euclid, and they're in a hospital that's right on the lake, and it was raining and windy, really windy. And the joke goes like this, now that I've set it up poorly.
I love it.
So I was up in Cleveland.
Get out.
You know, the mistake on the lake.
That's awesome.
And I was hitting on this... real hot chick.
Hot chick.
And it turns out she was a dude. You could say I mistook on the look.
That's nice. I like that. That's good. Is that a closer?
This is why I get paid the big dollars.
That is true. Yeah,
this is why I'm the millionaire.
Yeah, and I'm not.
I'm still focused on you being a murderer. Did you just say that's why you get paid the big doll hairs?
Oh yes.
Thank you.
Is that from Dumb and Dumberer?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's a Dumb and Dumberer reference.
What, doll hairs?
Yeah, I'll give you 5 doll hairs if you give me this. And she's like, okay. And he's like, I said doll hairs. Ah. She's like, make with the doll hairs, asshole. And he couldn't because he didn't have any dollars. She's like, how about 20 bucks? That movie's not funny. Don't laugh at that. It's bad.
Sounds great. I want to review it on I Can't Read.
All right.
It's got Cherry O'Terry in it, right? And what's the other guy? Eugene Levy?
Sure.
Eugene Levy's a
principal. Surprisingly, Anna Kendrick's in it, too.
And how do you know that?
She's not.
Okay.
I was just thinking in my head, like, wait.
It was a news story on Twitter today that she realized she was in Twilight.
Oh, yeah.
She tweeted, like, I just realized I'm in Twilight. And everybody was like, yeah.
You were.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Who would like to go? Who should go first?
Who's I think we should do a counterclockwise or cockwise type thing.
Cockwise.
It should either be...
You going cockwise or counterclockwise?
This is a gentleman's game.
Is it going up or in?
All right. Let's see. Jorge's going to go first.
Yeah, so
going first.
So we'll do Jorge, Bob, me, Paul Slim.
Would someone explain the tokens?
Okay, so one is ask the audience where you ask all of us, right?
That's, actually, you're the host. People. When you want to use it, you got to turn it into me.
Okay.
Cash it in.
Yeah.
The phone call is the phone call.
Yep.
And the 50-50, what is that?
That wow. I will eliminate two answers
out of the four.
Okay.
So it's multiple choice. We're going to delete two of them.
50-50. Now what's that? Had a skateboard move?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right.
It's also a raffle.
Jorge. Oh,
yes.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Everyone
yeah,
understand nobody where left. It's going to go. $100, $200, $300.
Yeah, yep, yeah,
I wish
we're
we had
gone.
Sound effects.
We're going.
Oh, yeah. Can someone do a heartbeat?
It's okay, society.
I can't do a heartbeat, but all right, I might have.
We're ready.
For $100.
$100.
Complete this quote from former President Bush. Read my lips. No new tacos. No new talk shows. No new taxes. No new teachers.
Well, I'm going to go with C on that.
That would be correct.
My mind is blown. I wouldn't have got that right.
I was like, wait, he said no new tacos? I thought you were starting a phrase.
It's so hard. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, and it was like filming the last one. I was like, he said no new fucking tacos?
I'm coming for you, Clem.
That dude was the president of the United States.
All right. Sean?
It's Bob next, not me.
Okay, fine. Okay. I would go sorry, around gonna... that way. I don't know
what,
why.
Bob last?
Yeah.
Bob, do you want to be last or next?
Sure, I'll be last.
All right, Bob's last.
You might be mad, though. For your $100 question.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it right, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm out.
Yes, you might. You might.
I'm out,
you
bro.
Might, you might. Which of these actors has not portrayed Batman on film?
Okay.
Oh, dang.
A, Val Kilmer. Uh-huh. B, Brad Pitt. Uh-huh. C, George Clooney. Or D, Michael Keaton.
Brad Pitt.
That's correct.
Attaboy.
Woo! Yeah, $100.
Pass
welcome
over to Sean.
To the club.
Oh, you get
Sean,
money. Yeah.
I didn't know we got money.
Nice.
I'm going to the strip club tonight.
Make it rain.
Okay,
hold on. Do you think anyone's done that? Like, gone to the circle with, like, Monopoly
money? They get
this is not easy.
Dude, that's
I mean, Slim, you're going to be really upset you didn't get this one.
Let's order pizza and pay him with
Paul,
this money.
Paul.
Yeah.
Okay. I swear we're not cheating. For your $100 question.
Yeah, God, I should have thought about this.
Phrase. One fish, two fish, red fish, A, blue fish, B, new fish, C, stew fish, or D, true fish.
Blue fish?
Are you serious? You had to think about that.
Wait, is that right?
Yeah, bluefish.
Oh. All right, cool, yeah.
Oh, no.
I didn't know what that's from, man.
You made me feel stupid.
I'm going to turn Josie up a little bit.
True Fish would be like money a cool slim show with like
gotcha.
Like Finding Nemo.
Pay you out.
Just,
here's
they're
your
trying
money,
to find
bitch.
It's
dead
like
Nemo.
True Detective, but Finding Nemo.
That's dark, yeah.
All right, so I do want to reiterate while we're waiting, there is a bet between you guys, because Paul, you're in
the chair. I'm in the chair.
Yeah, the chair to my left, which is the chair. I look to the left.
A lot.
So
you're left-handed.
And Slim had earned that chair. You're he had earned the right to be in that chair.
Democratic.
But now there's a war, because I was like, no, I'm put Paul right here. Because
he's supposed to make Paul googly goes. Eyes his girlfriend. Like, that's not fair.
Whoa!
Wherever they are, that's
God
gonna
damn.
Happen.
I'm gonna write a fucking rap song
think,
about it.
I think I also Polly
Pocket
to
in there.
You want to go to war about a
who
chair?
Who says their name first?
Oh,
yeah, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Damn,
okay.
I really got a fucking sink or swim.
Does Paul want to fight
come
for
back
it?
After 2 weeks?
Yeah, yeah, 2 weeks, dude. That's it. Jeez.
Yeah, I feel that. Okay,
so Paul,
oh, we got a double bet.
So whoever wins between you two, whoever gets eliminated first between you two, loses the chair here.
Yeah,
and whoever gets eliminated first between. I should use names, you two. Pronouns, pal.
Use guys.
Paul and Slim gets the pal. Chair. Paul and Bobby is name first.
I just like being close to Sean.
Because I forgot about that. I should have pointed at Bob first, and I pointed to the left.
Oh, you're second now?
Yeah, man.
My bad.
Yeah, 2 weeks? You've been away now. For a long time? Wait,
two
what?
2 weeks.
Yeah. And Slim, your $100 question.
All right.
Finish the name of this restaurant chain. International House of what? A.
Well, hold up. They changed their name. This question's invalid.
Wait a minute.
Is it Bluefish?
No. Right. They changed their name. It was a big campaign. They're now International.
They changed their name back.
They're International
Slim.
House of Burgers.
You guys really fucked him on this one. I hope you know this. I don't know.
He's looking at Sean so shitty. Holy shit.
All right. Slim.
I can feel that.
I don't know the answer to this one, so I feel bad. Maybe I'm just dumb. I don't know. Which is the largest planet in our solar system?
Oh, that's easy as well.
Oh, yeah.
Is it? Really?
I don't know.
Okay, A, Neptune, B, Earth, C, Jupiter, or D, Saturn?
It's Jupiter.
Yeah, it also has the largest storm the size of the Earth.
I wouldn't have known. Between Saturn and Jupiter, man, I don't know if I would have known.
Thank you.
Saturn's
you count
got
the rings?
Biggest rings.
Yeah, no, it is
really?
The biggest.
Yeah. Yeah, look how mad he is. I bought you a natty daddy.
I'll give you the dollar. First of all,
it was
second of all,
it was a $1.80.
Wait, what were the questions on the IHOP thing?
It just was what was.
Yeah,
what
were the answers? I mean, was burgers one of them?
No.
Oh, pancakes. Yeah. Was.
Well, no you don't know because
this game's listed in 2004. A lot's changed.
But they're listing random shit. It could be International House of.
It could have. What if it randomly was
crickets.
Burgers? Time out.
I just want to know, like, what.
Nope. Parsnips, potatoes, pancakes, peanuts.
Okay.
Oh, so
I just want to know if burgers was an answer, because then I'm in there.
No, so it wouldn't been... a big B because right. It's still IHOP.
Yeah, so
you're right,
it's IHOB now?
It was.
It's IHOB now.
It was a promotion.
Yeah, they changed it there.
But anyway, go ahead.
So it was valid.
Bob, your
$100
question.
No, it was invalid.
Oh, God. I'm nervous.
What genre of film is The Blair Witch Project?
Well, that's subjective.
I thought it was a comedy.
Okay.
Go ahead.
A, romantic, B, horror, C, action, D, comedy.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's subjective.
I'll go D, comedy.
I guess is what mainstream media would say.
What did you say?
B.
Oh, okay.
Beef isn't bold.
I thought you that's said correct.
I thought he said D, too. I was like, God damn it, Bobby.
There was some romance in there, I thought.
All right, moving on.
Regular old fucking...
Yeah, you saw that guy in the corner, right?
I lost my first money.
You didn't get any first money. No, that was your first question.
No, you never had
regular
first money.
Old VCN. Yeah.
Stop trying to cheat, Bob.
Right.
Jeez.
I hate the con artist.
Yeah, he's like, oh, where's my first money at? Saying that to Regis. Yeah,
I don't understand words, but...
Fuck on me.
But money I like.
Yeah.
Fuck me on.
Jorge, your $200 question.
$200.
$200. What word can be put in front of the words track, way, and horse to make three other words? Side, cross, sound, race. Sorry, A, side, B, cross, C, sound, or D, race.
Can you repeat the question?
Okay. Yeah, I didn't listen.
What word can be put in front of the words track, way, and horse to make three other words?
Oh my God.
A, side, B, cross, C, sound, or D, race.
Hmm.
If you weren't stoned, it's easy.
Side. Yeah. A, side.
It's that, race.
It is race.
Oh, it's crap.
Race, horse, racetrack.
Race, way?
Race,
way?
Yeah, like. Oh, race. I was saying way as in W-E-I-G-H.
Oh,
son of a bitch.
Josie, you should really specify spelling.
I was like,
I'm sorry, Jorge.
Judges.
But that doesn't make sense for side either. Never mind. I fail.
Side race? Oh, that's my side horse.
Side way.
That's the one I use a lot, but like, yeah, it's on the side.
I've been playing around with Red Dead. I got the main horse.
Side horse. Yeah. For my side quests.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Son of
in my side races.
Hold up, now it's my turn. I got
all right, Sean. $200.
Wait, is Jorge out?
Yeah, Jorge's
wow,
out.
Wow, dude. Short-lived.
Wait, can I 50-50 it?
It's too late now.
He still goes for side.
Can I take my $100?
Hold on, what's a sideway?
What?
What do you mean, sideway?
No, because he thought it was a W-E-I-G-H.
I was like, it can't be raceway. That doesn't make sense.
They can't do that to people.
He was thinking of race like humans.
Yeah, the horse goes sideways. It weighs less. You know.
It doesn't make sense.
All right, I got to listen. Right. Hold up. Got to listen. I got to focus.
$200 question.
I'm the dumbest.
Who did Dorothy not meet on her way to Oz? A, Tommy the Tuba. B, Tin Man. C, Cowardly Lion. D, Scarecrow.
Come I almost on. Got mad at you for that.
Shit.
That's a $200 question.
A, Tuba?
That's correct.
A, Tuba. Hey, what's up, Tuba? I'm Dorothy. She got real
tuba
in that
man?
Fucking twister.
Could you imagine if a tuba followed her around
yeah.
the whole time?
I mean, they took some liberties in the movie from the source material.
I'm Tony the Tuba. I don't have a dick. Do you think you're going to give it to me?
Yes,
okay.
I don't have a reef.
Oh, shit. All right, Paul.
All right, $200.
Oh, geez.
I focused so hard for that question.
What kind of old soul was Old King Cole?
What the fuck?
A, very. B, wary. C, daring, or D, merry?
I don't fucking know this one. You're going to fitty that shit.
Yeah, I don't even know. Do you know this one?
I looked at the answer.
Okay, yeah, I'll phone a friend, Josie.
I was about to say, we can't phone a friend, Josie, because she's...
Jorge's out.
I'm out. Yeah, we can all phone right, a friend, so Jorge.
Jorge's unbiased in this.
So it's a Nat King Cole song, obviously.
I should warn you that I don't know.
I don't. Yeah, I would imagine.
you said it's Nat King Cole.
No. Is it side?
Why didn't you help me when I needed it?
What was the question again?
The question is, what kind of old soul was old King Cole?
Can I use my phone?
How about, yeah, instead of like phone ask a friend? The audience or phone a friend, what if we give you like literally
can
10
look
seconds?
It up?
You get 10 seconds though to find
Google?
It.
Hold on, wait, hold on. Right. But what soul was old King Cole and what was it? Mary, very, dairy?
The answers were A, very, timer. B, wary, C, daring, or D, merry. Now, if you wary? Choose that, you're only going to get 10 seconds.
You get
10 seconds.
Seconds. Look up your phone. I got a stopwatch.
Yes, W-A-R-Y.
I'll count it out.
Was it wary?
Wary, yes. W. All right, cool. No, that's not the answer, you idiot.
Okay,
then
I'm not going to go with that one.
No, you just did.
There you go.
I thought he was asking me if that's what I'm saying.
Do you
want to
switch seats now, Slim?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, what if we tie?
You won't. Oh, you might.
Yeah, these $200 questions are hard. Could you best out of five?
Start over. Yeah.
These are hard. You went from you to Sean. That was like you from the $1 million question to the first question.
Collection of
that answer. What was the answer?
Part one. If we get through this quick,
song,
we'll
right?
run another round. But
soul.
If not,
dude, I can't believe no one knew that.
He's an old soul. What?
I'm
he's
actually
married.
Gonna win this game.
Right, you said he
was, keep up with this rhyming shit.
All right, so Slim, it's your turn.
Okay,
put your phone down.
Sorry. Yeah, he's already looking up the question. I'm sorry.
According to the song by Donovan, in what kind of motion does happiness run? A, circular, B, wavy, C, very straight, D, loco.
He's like, well, I like four locos, so
well,
loco.
You guys don't
dude, I have
any
no idea.
Inclinations.
I have no fucking idea.
We must
idea.
Be fair.
I saw read Donovan again. Live.
Yes.
Can you use it in a sentence?
No, what do you mean?
You saw Donovan live.
Do you want to phone Jorge?
I don't even know who Donovan is, but if you want to phone a friend,
I know who Ray
got somebody
Donovan
who's seen
I like
him
the
live.
Band
he
Donovan
wants me to read
Wolfington?
The question again, guys.
All right.
According to the song by Donovan, in what kind of motion does happiness run? A, circular, B, wavy, C, very straight, D, loco.
Circular.
I think final it's answer.
Yes.
He got it wrong?
Yep.
Oh, fuck, wavy did tie.
It's well, loco, was, so come on and do the locomotion with me.
That's by Donovan?
No, that's Corey
Estefan. In my mind, that's what I was thinking, and it worked. It's right. So.
That's not Donovan.
I don't think that's Donovan.
Oh, my God. Time out. I'm so dumb. I'm the dumbest person here.
Uh-oh.
You're still wrong. It was circular. But
wait, was I right?
I guessed circular. He guessed circular. I'm witness. He guessed circular.
Oh, congratulations.
Here's my $100.
Get up.
Was the answer circular or not circular?
Get up. I'm kidding. Not right now. It was circular.
I was about to.
I'm dumb. Can we scratch that from the record?
I'm like, hold on. I'm like, I think it's circular.
I don't think Donovan sings that song.
Loco.
I don't even know what this is. I was thinking of the locomotion because I feel like that's a very happy song and happy.
And we all said Gloria Estefan. That's fucking Kylie Minogue. That's not Gloria Estefan.
Donovan does Mellow Yellow and Season of the Witch. This all
right. Well, Chris Klem is very disappointed. Why is every single person on their phones?
I'm looking up Wavy. Wait, what was
I was going to look up Donovan.
On my phone.
Donovan.
Good job, Bob.
Yeah, no.
And it's Bob's turn. So
I looked up Donovan Circular and it's called Happiness Runs.
Happiness Runs. Nice.
What's Donovan do?
All right.
The singer Donovan.
He sings a song called Happiness Runs.
Which
circular.
Singer?
Donovan.
Is that the band?
What do you mean, man? I'm giving you all the clues.
Where were you, Paul?
I like how I just made up my own answer for that last one. I didn't even look at the answer.
Wrong! You were like, Loco, do the locomotion with me.
Isn't that a girl who sings
Kylie Minogue.
What the hell song is
do the locomotion. Slam, you're done. She didn't do the locomotion.
That was 10 years before she did Can't Get You Out of My Head.
And everything. What a waste.
No one else got that. Or your final answer. Wow.
Ah, damn, I really thought he was out. I just made up my own mind.
Hey, not Paul. Fair. She's in relations with him. She's trying to get him the seat.
But he's out.
Yeah. So. She's trying. Yeah.
Right, well, he's out now.
I mean, you have a case for that.
It's fair for here on out.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right, Bob.
All righty. What is a Baroness's husband known as? A, Barry. B, Barney. C, Baron. Or D, Baronet. Let me look at the actual answer this time. All right.
What? That's fucking hard as fuck.
It's on the back of the card?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could have seen that.
No, you can't.
Oh, okay. Right on. It's like, dang. Why didn't you just let that finger?
Yeah, remember, that's how I did it last time.
I won't cheat. See? Exactly. He just asked me why I wouldn't cheat. Because I have standards and ethics and morals.
All right.
And you're wrong, Paul.
Back to Bob.
I was wrong. You're also on the wrong seat.
All right. All right.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes, I will. All right. What is a Baroness's husband known as? A, Barry. B, Barney. C, Baron. Or D, Baronet.
What's a Baroness's?
A Baroness?
Baroness. Okay, right on.
I believe it's like a term for... It's, oh, it means
male bear?
Baroness. Like a B-A-R...
B-A-R-O-N.
Can you cover everything up and let me see the way it's spelled?
Oh, you can see it because you can look at it.
You look at the question, yeah. Looking at the question is allowed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How is it spelled? Let me see.
No.
You can't, because he's going to show you.
I'm going to go with C. Final answer.
That is correct.
Damn.
Shit.
It's Baron. Yeah.
Me and Bob are in.
I think it was just throwing me.
So me and Bob and Sean are in.
I can't say my name second. I lost his chair.
So it's only me and Bob now?
No.
Sean. Two rights Slim make a A.
You guys going to bet your chair?
Yeah, bet Sean's chair.
Let's make this interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, we can move the whole room around.
Bring that wheelie boy over here.
Nah, you stay in your same chair. I'll just sit on that side. Move the whole setup over there. We'll just flip the room like a mirror image.
That's funny. All right, Sean, are you ready for your $300 question?
Yeah, I got to focus.
All right. Which of these places was the first to be mentioned on the moon? A, Hollywood. B, Hawaii. C, Houston. D, Harlem.
Houston?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, come Hawaii, on!
We have a problem.
Oh.
Hey, Hollywood, we have a problem?
Houston's where the shit was located.
Well, yeah, they filmed it in
Hollywood. Hey, Cleveland, we have a problem.
Yeah, they filmed it in Hollywood. So yeah.
Oh, $300.
I mean, if you're woke.
I don't know why I'm still giving this out, but it's fine.
I mean, I need the
money.
I'm
the banker.
This is dumb. Anyway.
I only got...
Whoa!
You're in it still.
No, because Sean gets all the easy... red food.
It's the fucking luck of the draw, motherfucker. Yeah, I didn't even have that one.
Did you have your $200 one?
No.
Two rights make a A straight.
I was
B
never given
left.
A $200.
Yes,
C
right.
Anyway. Bob took it because he wants his first money.
All right. Slim, are you ready?
Yes. Put it in I'm going to buy a frame from off of Sean.
Yeah. Oh.
Put my first money in it.
All right. Which hotel was a hit for Elvis Presley in 1956?
Uh-huh.
A, Hotel California. B, Heartbreak Hotel. C, Holiday Inn. Or D, Hotel Paradiso?
Paradiso.
B. Thank God we have Jorge here.
Yeah, I just wanted to double check since I make up my own shit. Yes, that is correct.
Such an easy one. I had the word confusing thing. And I took a lot of acid when I was a kid, so numbers and words are all...
9-year-old Jorge, like, whoa.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's real sick. All
right, Bob.
Ready, Bob, for your $300 question?
$300.
Slim,
get your money.
I wish money, you money. Real.
Are these
sorry,
really going
sorry.
Up in $100 intervals?
I think
right
that
now.
We should play this every week.
Once you
for
hit
a few minutes, like we should just play this at. We should play this every week, and then you keep all this money, and then
at the end of the year.
How about
let's do it.
Like
I like
in, like,
that.
Second
how about
grade
once
and you turn
once
in
a
your
month?
Bunny bucks or something.
I like that.
Once a month.
Your money bucks.
Bunny bucks.
Oh, yeah. Bunny bucks.
They have little bunnies on them instead.
What week in the month is it right now? The last week of the month? So last week of the month, every month, we'll do.
I want to bet.
But don't lose my Who Wants to Be a Millionaire money, people, all right?
Yeah, I might lose it. We might just want to write it down and give the money back.
That's true. We all throw $5 and then whoever wins
an actual pot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I don't like this at all. I'll lose it.
I know. We're like, wait a second.
All right, so we're on Bob or me?
Bob.
Me. Okay.
Right? Yeah. Which of these fruits does not have a pit in the middle? A, nectarine, B, date, C, cherry, D, pineapple.
I think they're fucking you now, dude.
I don't know what it
is. I think I know the answer.
Shit, dude. Pineapple?
Final answer.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
I want to raise these stakes.
I want to go.
Oh, shit.
Sean.
What the fuck?
On who gets to play the song during first break.
Ooh. Oh, damn. Man.
Every day or
that's
just
not even a big deal.
Right now. Do you want to make bets every week?
Song?
Yeah, but it's hard to like.
Sean don't like that.
I mean, I literally
he's
just
already
going
to relinquish his chair to me. He don't want to relinquish his song.
I literally open up Spotify and just hit something. Like, I don't like it.
You don't think Bob can do that?
Yeah, actually, it could be pretty easy.
Time, like,
hold on, look in your Spotify. Look in your Spotify real quick and see if you could connect to my tablet. See if it pops up. Do you know how to do that? Down in the bottom of...
Wait, hold on. Let's figure this out some other time, right?
Yeah. Okay. But down in the bottom of Spotify, it'll...
Oh, we're still doing it?
My question is, how do you connect your Spotify to a tablet?
Yeah, Sean, give me the answer. Damn it.
Hey.
Devices available.
Yeah, he's giving me the answer right now.
See how it says devices available on mine?
Yeah.
You just click that, and it'll pop up, and it'll show my tablet as
okay.
Device.
What's up? Yeah, just click, like, nearby devices, and it should pop up.
Sean, are you ready for your question?
Yep. If it doesn't pop up, I'll disconnect after my question, and I'll show you. We're at $500 already? Yeah, we went from 3 to 5? There's no 4?
Oh,
God. Okay.
There is no...
I remember skipping to, like, the 1,000.
Yeah, we did, because this one's easy. If finders are keepers, what are losers? A, sleepers. B, weepers. C, peepers. D, jeepers.
Weepers?
Come on.
Yep.
Let me get that, man.
I mean, they're coming, bro. They'll come to it.
I don't get those.
Right. Or I'm going to get a hard one and still lose.
You got the Elvis question. That was pretty easy.
What, yeah, Heartbreak Hotel. Come
I
on,
guess
give,
that.
Give me a break.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Yeah, that's the Eagles.
I know.
Chilling at the Holiday Inn.
All right, $500 question, Slim.
Yep.
The flag of which country has a maple leaf in the center?
Easy one.
A, France. B, Ireland. C, Australia. Yeah. D, Canada.
Canada.
The question should
Canada?
Have
been...
Canada.
Canada. Canada.
Candid. Where you're on candid camera in Canada.
Canada.
What fans can't see you play live?
Oh, that's funny.
Only 4 more years? I can get a work permit.
Canada.
All right, Bob, are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is at the center of our solar system? A, the moon. That's B, the sun.
Up for debate.
C, the earth.
But,
D, Mercury.
It's not for debate.
Sun. There's a lot of people that disagree.
Yeah, they also think Earth is flat.
Yeah,
I might not have known that question because I'm so used to seeing the solar system.
I have no fucking idea about the solar system anymore because when I went to school, there was 9 planets.
Yeah.
And I don't know how
there's
many
9 planets again.
No, I ask all the time. Every
Pluto's
time
a planet
I work
again.
With all these young kids, but there's more than 9, I think. I think there's like 10.
No, they took off Pluto, then they put Pluto back
I'm
on.
Like,
yeah,
how many
Pluto's
planets
9 planets.
Remember, this was a science book conspiracy that we had on the show.
Then there's a couple dwarf planets. All right, so who's next?
You.
Me? Oh, goddamn, it's already me?
Yes, there's only 3 of you. Let's do this.
Okay.
In which sport?
What do these even do?
Why,
nothing,
can we
really,
explained
Bob.
Those earlier.
Well, this one makes sense to me.
Yeah,
don't
ask
get these ones.
Ask the audiences, Jorge and I.
Okay.
Because we're not playing anymore.
And phone a friend is Jorge and him.
Yeah, or you can ask Jorge or I.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about the audience one is both of you? You can get both of your opinions.
Yeah.
But the phone, he can only ask one person. Uh-huh. How about that? All
well,
right.
I thought we were really calling people.
Nah, you ain't calling them.
I know, he's got someone on stage.
I got people ready, like,
right.
I've been told, I'm like, yo, I'm
if
trying to win this.
If you want to, you can, but you only get 30 seconds
That's
on
fine. That's
all
fine.
All right. In which sport did Mark Spitz win a record 7 gold medals at the 1972 Olympics?
Oh, fuck.
A, skiing. B, weightlifting. C, gymnastics. D, swimming.
Holy shit. You said 72?
72.
What year is it now?
Are you kidding me? 2018. Wait, you don't know that? You think you know this question? Are you fucking shitting me?
What's the answers again?
You should probably ask Paul.
Yeah.
A, skiing.
2018.
B, weightlifting. C, gymnastics. D, swimming.
Can I 50-50?
Sure.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and see which two I want to take away.
Uh-huh. I threw my chip in the pot.
Okay.
I should know this. Like, Mark Spitz sounds popular.
A, skiing, or D, swimming?
Fuck my life.
Well, she kind of made it... never mind. I'm not going to coach you through this.
Yeah, I want to do the math on what year would have been. I'm about to say, because
it's summer and then winter. It's every 2 years. So if you found that out, it's swimming and skiing.
That's why I wanted to do the math on what year it was. Yeah, but...
What was the question?
Some guy, like, what do you do in 72 and win a gold medal?
In which sport did Mark Spitz win a record 7 gold medals at the 1972 Olympics?
Is there 7 swimming competitions in the Olympics?
There's so many.
Swimming?
Yeah.
What, like breaststroke, butterfly?
They do speed, tag team.
They do not do tag team swimming.
Okay, so 72.
Relay.
Hold up. Yeah, 70, thank you. 72 would have been summer. So what's the summer one?
There's A, skiing, D, swimming. I don't watch the Olympics.
Swimming.
They can swim all the time.
It's D, swimming.
And they can ski all the time, too. You ever grass skiing?
It is
swimming.
D.
Swimming.
Yes, yeah, it is.
There's
swimming.
A such thing as water.
Holy shit.
Ski.
Yourself I literally had to be like, all right, there was a bombing in 1996. In 1996, and then
it was the Winter Olympics. So
summer, summer.
Yeah,
summer.
For you to answer the question.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Sheesh.
Bobby bought me time. If,
oh, you're
he, if you wouldn't have
by
asked,
way, though,
like, yeah, he bought me time.
There's nothing on the internet about there being 9 planets again. Everything says 8.
I heard it.
There's a. Pluto's still gone? There is a. They're thinking there's a 10th planet.
That's
out
what
there.
I thought.
Planet right. 10 is out there.
Planet X.
Planet X.
Planet X, bro.
Are
you writing a movie about that, too?
I'm ready.
Yeah, well, right. Like,
I remember
for $1,000.
Let Josie tell
Josie.
$1,000.
What happens
$1,000.
If I take the money and run?
You lose.
You just have 5 pieces of paper that say they're fake money.
I mean, but hold up. If we're going to do this every month, that's actually a smart strategy.
Oh,
if we're
going to
build up
but
money.
No, because I'd be like,
no, she said every week. And then at the end of the month, you cash in.
If we're going to...
No, it should be... No. It's too much. Probably
no, we're going to
do... too much
do,
for a week.
I agree.
Yeah, we're going to do this
yeah,
every
but
month.
We're going to talk so much shit about you off what? Off air.
Wait, will
you
give me one?
Oh.
Take the money and run.
Paul can. He's,
Paul.
He's not playing.
But yeah, the...
Oh, yeah, he's not playing. You loser.
Take the
audience
money.
Audience member too, motherfucker.
Bobby's
so
right.
Sad and pathetic.
Bobby's right. We will... Yeah. We will besmirch your name if you take the money and run, but it
okay.
is an option.
Yeah. I'm not going to do that. But
yeah, you'll be the puss holder.
Are you ready?
Yes.
$1,000 question.
1,000.
Lights are going down. Silence.
Go ahead,
Harriet Tom. Beecher. Oh, no. Did you see the answer?
No.
Probably.
I look
I'll
at
call
what?
You slim
what am I looking at?
It's the tiniest little letter. You can't see it anyways. All right. Harriet Beecher Stowe is the author of which novel? A, Uncle Tom's Cabin. B, Roots. C, Tom Sawyer, or D, Beloved?
C.
No.
Final
Tom
answer?
Sawyer?
What are you?
Fuck.
Yeah, you got the...
Final answer?
You got all those chips?
No.
Yeah, no, bullshit. That was the final answer.
He spoke. I asked him final answer, and Sean was like,
I guess, yeah, I fucked up.
Can I 50-50?
Because God...
No, you get a new question, right?
No,
I get 50-50.
Then you get a free 50. Sean, you
got... go ahead.
You already used your 50.
Go ahead.
Well, take Tom Sawyer off, please. Don't leave that one on there.
Sorry, it was my fault.
All right.
Oh,
so,
Huckleberry.
You're down
like,
to
but
A,
I mean, come on.
Uncle Tom's Cabin or B, Roots?
B. Final answer.
That's incorrect.
Oh!
It's Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Roots was a TV series.
Oh, shit.
It was. Bob, if you took the money to run, you could just call him Lim.
Roots may have been a book before it became.
It may have been. Yeah, it may have been.
They ain't know what middle of the game.
And I don't know what Beloved was.
Stop it.
But you said motherfucking Tom Sawyer. Goddamn.
I gotta tell my people they're
Mark
on
Twain,
call.
Bro.
Hey, don't worry about that call. I fucking lost, man.
Kicking rocks and shit.
Right, here we go.
What I'm doing.
The competition's down to me and Bob.
Are you ready? Yeah. All right.
Harriet Tubman sucks.
For what? $1,000.
Whoa!
It wasn't Harriet Tubman.
He knows. That was just a stance he wanted to take.
Oh, jeez, okay. For what form of transport is Venice famous? A, trams, or Jorge would say trans.
Trams.
B, steam engines. C, vintage cars. Or D, gondolas.
Gondolas. D.
Let me double check. That is
steam
correct.
Engines.
I'm calling it. Bobby's the smartest
dude,
of all of us.
Slim
Wait,
is so mad.
Sean, are you out?
No.
Okay. I'm still good.
Here, Bob.
Because I got the Mark Spitz
I'm
question.
I'm mad because Bob's is easy. Come on.
I can't help it. They're random.
Dude, my last one was pretty fucking hard.
It was hard.
I always
a
lifeline.
Do you know, who think about wrote
it? Who the fuck knows Mark Spitz?
I thought it could have been steam engine.
Do you know who wrote Tom Sawyer?
Tom Sawyer.
Yeah, Tom Sawyer.
The book. Finn, right?
But I thought maybe it wasn't
Tom
him
Sawyer
for a second.
Mean,
and I was like,
wait,
those are two different books.
Maybe it was someone else.
He's like, is it Rush?
They did write Tom Sawyer.
All right, $2,000 question. I think we're going to be here.
No, it's just me and Bob now. Whoever misses next loses.
Right up your alley. For $2,000, what name is given to scribblings or drawings on public walls?
Okay.
A, plasterwork. B, can't even freaking say graphicacy. Is that a word? Graphicacy?
I have no idea.
It's graffiti.
D, graffiti.
I'm just kidding.
Graffiti?
Yes, sir.
It's called street art.
Tagging, bruh.
Yeah, tagging.
Bob's upset that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is not PC from 2000.
Yeah, Bob's actually Banksy.
Here, wait, that's
called street
please.
Art. Obey.
Yeah, money.
All right, $4,000. Wait, Bob gets a $2,000 question. My bad.
You're going to have to reverse the audio back there when he said that.
What? Oh, that Bob's Banksy.
I got you. Let me get the edit point 1.41.
All right, Bob, are you ready? Yeah. Which apparatus is primarily used for weaving? A, spinning wheel. B, sewing machine. C, loom. Or D, router.
Are you all right, Dennis?
I'm fine.
I'm genuinely confused. Can you say the?
I can't believe you drank that much Natty Daddy.
Answer choices again.
Yes. A, spinning wheel. B, sewing machine. C, loom. D, router.
Oh man, there's so many things I want to say. Yeah, I want to ask the audience.
Both of them. All right.
All three of us. No, Slim's in the audience too now.
The audience too.
Yeah, Slim's in the audience too.
He's acting like he knows.
Loom. That's what I'm putting in my little
Slim's
thing.
Acting like he knows it's the easy question.
What
so.
Is it, guys?
Now,
what
take into consideration, they are all knocked out.
Yeah.
Say it one more time.
Slim was so all mad right, it's the easy question.
The last time. Which apparatus is primarily used for weaving? A, spinning wheel. B, sewing machine. C, loom. D, router. But if you need it read again, I'll read it.
Router definitely isn't it, right?
It's
a loom.
Well, you get to ask all of us.
Yeah, we're the audience, dude.
Oh. He's the audience. He's asking everybody. It's like a poll. It's like a consensus.
It's loom.
I say loom.
Jorge's like,
so
it's
the
loom.
Consensus is loom.
He's asking all. Oh yeah, it's definitely loom.
Yeah, that's one.
It is loom.
I would have said spinning wheel.
Yeah, I would have said spinning wheel.
I thought spinning wheel.
Got Rumpelstiltskin's in the house with his spinning wheel.
Spin me into gold.
Guys.
I really thought that at first. That's why I was like so mad.
Thanks,
she
guys.
Read A and I was so mad. I was like, it's fucking spinning wheel.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute.
Was? Like, man, all right.
It could be any of
Sean.
These except
okay,
for
it's my turn.
$4,000.
$4,000.
Oh, this is something you know. Not well, the actual. Food. Authentic Cajun food comes from which state?
Oh,
A, Florida. B, Georgia. C, California. D, Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Boom.
That's correct.
Okay, yeah.
That's a $100 question, right?
Creole.
Really is. Who the hell's writing this stuff?
Creole.
Not Regis Philbin.
Are you picking from the right batch?
Me? Yeah. I just pick a random one with that dollar amount on there.
Yeah, dude. Sometimes.
There's a lot on the line here, man. It's
there's a lot on the line.
I'm all getting right. sweaty.
Nice. Yeah. You used it right.
$4,000 question. This looks like a $4,000 question. Or I'm just really dumb, apparently. Which color ring surrounds the gold center of an archery target? A, black. B, white. C, red.
Fuck
D, blue.
The gold center ring?
What? Yeah, which color ring surrounds the gold center ring of an archery target?
Oh shit!
Wow.
Yeah,
that is rough.
I want to.
You guys, what? You guys aren't shooting bows and arrows?
Yeah, archery. Yeah, we're not archery. Yeah, I'm fucking green arrow.
All
right.
Well,
50-50. Oh, jeez. 50-50 is something I have no idea what any of them are. Yeah. Well, I guess, yeah.
That's what I did with the 50-50 chance. That's what I did with mine. Huh?
Yeah, but you then went backwards right. And fucking
But I was I was lucky she picked a winter and a summer.
I didn't realize.
I'd have been fucked.
A, black, or C, red are your two options left.
Damn, those were the two I didn't want it to be.
Ooh, man, shit.
It's the center is gold.
The center is gold.
Shit. Final answer.
Blue.
Hey, you gotta talk us through it. You gotta be like, well, it could be this.
Black.
Final answer.
Yes.
It is C.
It was red. Red. I thought it was red too.
Oh. All right, Sean.
I'm the champion.
No, you got to keep going.
No, yeah, if you lose this one, then you guys go back in.
Well, no, because he's got more.
No, he just keeps going.
Oh, no, Sean has $4,000. He doesn't.
Yeah.
Sean wins.
You don't want to keep going and see how much you get?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Until I get eliminated.
For your monthly bounty.
Okay.
So the joke goes, when I was a kid, my...
You're in Cleveland.
My dad had convinced me that there was a 10th planet, but he called it Planet XXX. And that's the planet that Mom went to make money.
That's funny. I've seen Marvin the Martian go there.
You jiggle the TV box enough, you could see footage of the planet.
Yeah, that planet. Yeah, with the back in the day. If you took the little bit off of the fucking end.
There's something, an alien
with the
broadcast.
Channel 99. Yeah.
All right, $8,000, Sean.
Oh, ready? Shit.
I'm ready.
The Franciscan Order was founded by St. Francis of where? A, Naples, B, Verona, C, Padua, or D, Assisi?
Read the answers to me one more time.
The Franciscan Order... Oh, my bad, that was the question. A, Naples, B, Verona, C, Padua, D, Assisi.
I'm just going to go with B. I don't know it. Yeah. Shot in the dark.
It was Naples, right?
It is D, Assisi.
Dang.
Assisi.
Assisi. Who doesn't know about
who
the Assisi?
Who doesn't know?
All I had to do was get that stupid question about the arrow right.
If you would have got the stupid question about the arrow right.
Arrow?
Yeah.
All right, so
what arrow?
Hold up.
I thought about
real quick.
You.
The archery question, Jorge.
Are we going to count all the money I have for it?
I didn't even know the difference between weight and weight.
I think you should count.
Then I'm just at 4,000 because right now I'm holding like 6, 7, 50, 8.
No, yeah, you count all the money. Yeah,
I'm holding $7,900.
Wait, did you get that one $200 one, though?
I think you should count.
Hold on.
I should just count as 4,000 or whatever. What did you say? Yeah, she didn't give me my 200.
Yeah, you sure did. You just lost it.
You never get it.
I told you, Bob took his first money.
Bobby took.
I don't have nothing.
And here are the chips.
I got 9.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll count. Hold up, right, Josie? You got the notepad. You got my lousy weather media pen.
Yes.
Go ahead and write these down. Jorge 100.
Is it a lousy media pen?
It's the lousy weather media lousy pen.
I'm being written down permanently.
You are on the books. You owe me $100.
Oh, Christ.
Paul, what were you at? You got your money there.
A solid hundo.
So Paul at 100.
All right, Paul and I.
In the Slim, how much? What was your top dollar amount?
900.
Slim's top dollar amount was 900.
That's it.
I get my license back tomorrow.
It's all right,
what'd
Paul,
your boyfriend
we're gonna be
get?
Real life millionaires, and they're gonna
yeah,
be
exactly.
Playing this game.
You did win the chair.
What'd your boyfriend get?
$100. I don't know.
$100. Oh, that's it.
Guess what though? He's been driving.
Dang.
Deal.
Need some sunglasses for that
Slim
shade.
Slim keeps picking on me because I'm your girlfriend, but he doesn't realize it. We don't like each other that much either. No, I'm just kidding.
He's been throwing shade to me.
Where was Bobby at?
Bob.
3,000?
I'm confused.
You count all the money together.
No, not all the money together. Just your top dollar amount.
Oh, then Slim didn't have 900.
That's some bullshit.
No, that was a 500.
You were like, at 500?
No, you count all of it together. That's how you, who wants to make
it. That is not.
No, it's not how it works. No, no, it's just the top dollar.
They lie. I'm so confused. So my bad. 500's at 500.
All right, so let's make the decision. No. What do you guys want to do? Do we want to accumulate the money or take our top dollar?
If we're going to keep playing, then yeah, we accumulate. Because what if you get knocked out first round?
The top dollar amount is where you're at.
That's technically how the game's played, so I guess that should be how it is.
But we're going over months of a time.
Right.
So what if you get knocked out first round next week?
Then he has $4,100.
Right, and then I go on to win the whatever you made this time.
Exactly, it's easier to catch up.
$4,500.
Right. Yeah. I think that makes sense.
Compelling listening.
Jorge, aren't you glad you're here?
I am very glad I'm here.
What do you think? All right, Jorge's the judge. You make the fucking decision.
I'm having a great time. I think it should be the top dollar that's
top dollar amount.
That's the easiest way to do it.
So what was your top dollar amount actually?
500.
All right, so 500 is where Slim was.
Bob's at 2,000?
2G.
Bob's at 2,000, and I'm at 4,000.
All right.
That's the dollar amounts.
No, I'm jerking.
Nobody has to add. Nobody has
that's
to
good
add.
Call. Good call.
Then now we can turn
we're
our
all
money.
All drinking and smoking and.
No, none of that.
I've been drinking.
I'm upset. Well, I should.
Oh, that's why Bobby's got close to winning. He wasn't drinking. And
yep.
Can we play again off mic?
Someday, yeah, come over on
no,
Saturday.
Right now, I feel like I could have won this.
Yeah,
you
could have
won it, Slim. It was in the palm of your hand.
We can do this every Saturday.
No. After the show.
I got a meeting with my HR tomorrow.
Paul and I are going to be behind the house smoking pot and saying, screw
there you
this.
Go. Yeah.
I'm actually
$100 winners just looking at our one bill.
I wanted to go into this game not winning and I won. So I'm sorry.
Who wants to
everybody.
Go into something and not win?
Because I wanted everybody to have fun.
Shit. Bullshit, you're not going to win.
But instead, I won.
Old trivia asked.
Perfect substitute teacher, as Dwayne Duke calls me. Jorge left. Jorge, thank you for coming. I really appreciate you being here.
Yeah, I just heard the Hellband start up.
Paul, Josie, these 2 weeks have been...
It felt longer.
Been fun. I'm glad you guys are back. I'll pull the curtain back, which I shouldn't. But I texted Chris Clem and I said, hey, send us a message that says, hey, I'm a millionaire player and eat your vitamins. And he was like, what the fuck? Does eat your vitamins have to do with anything? I'm like, just do it.
He didn't know the Hulk Hogan reference?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why he said
but
it.
But he's like, why are you referencing it?
I understand.
Yeah, he was like, is that a joke or something? I'm like, nah.
I just like it.
Yeah, I just want you guys to say that. But then he went into business for himself and like welcomed you guys back and
stuff.
Yeah,
that was very
was
nice.
Really
thank
nice. He almost made me tear up. Like, I almost teared up.
That tattoo line was very sweet.
I almost teared up listening
what
to it.
What about him. The Dunkin' Donut reference?
The Dunkin' Donut.
About that? Yeah. Or did he, like, how did he know about that?
I don't know about that one.
Wait, he's really not sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts? Wait, I'm confused.
That's up to the community.
Yeah, let's have a good day.
But no, thank you guys for coming back. I'm looking really forward to last week. I think I laughed harder this week than I have in an entire year.
Yeah, I feel bad for
wow,
people
go,
listening.
Or
2 weeks, I mean.
That's why I get that chair back.
That's funny. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Jorge, even though you're upstairs peeing. Josie, anything else you want to add on? I don't know why I just turned
your pets.
Thank you, Bob Barker. Let's have a good day.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I sit next to you while you master all the cats.
What am I doing to the cats?
You're the master, the cat master.
Oh, you mean sit, when you sit in the chair, can you sit next to the cats?
I was like, what am I doing to these cats?
I guess that wasn't the right word.
All right, Jorge, say bye.
Yeah, hold on. What's the name of the album?
Mastering the
monologuing cat. The monologuing nonsense.
Yep.
The December 7th.
That would have been a way better
time. December 8th at the Eurogyro.
December 8th at the Eurogyro in Kent. You gonna be there?
Well, yeah, I'm gonna try and be there, and that's in Kent.
Yes.
Yeah, you live in Kent.
So, sayonara. That's the Mexican for tonight.